Happening in Elyria, the Eastern Heights West Block Watch is having their fourth annual community day. To talk about that, we have with us on the line Deb Brady. Good morning, Deb.
Hi.
My favorite thing about the release, it says here, this is, by the way, at the corner of Broad and Park Avenue, and it says, people can park on Park Avenue. Who would have thought that would be a great place to park?
Well, there's not a lot of parking along there, but it is available. But we are using the parking lot at the hospital as well.
And, of course, this is an event that you bring all sorts of organizations together. What's going on tomorrow between 10 and 2?
Well, we do have a number of organizations coming in, and some crafters, some people that are part of my Block Watch that do crafts, and there's a lot of service organizations. So what we want to do is make people in Elyria aware of what's available to them, and it gives them the opportunity to walk up and talk face-to-face and ask questions of various organizations that maybe they've thought about calling or they could use some assistance from. They just never do that. So this way they can just talk to them.
Deb, tell us a little bit about the Block Watch. You mentioned that. How many people are involved? How did it come together? Take us back.
Well, there's 1,200 homes in our Block Watch. And I have been leading this, I'm someplace between 12 and 15 years, to be honest with you, I don't know. And I was originally approached by the gentleman from the building department who was setting this up. And the whole idea of the Block Watch is safety. Everybody keeps an eye on their neighbor's homes. You know who belongs in the neighborhood, who doesn't. You call in the police department and report anything that's out of the ordinary. But we've taken our Block Watch a little farther, and it's a way to get the neighbors to know each other even better. We do things around the community. We have done a Christmas Eve dinner for the police department. Last year, we did a Christmas Eve breakfast for the police department. We send out notices about lost dogs, lost cats. We had one notice about a child who wandered away. It just brings everybody together to work on various things, even though safety is still our number one priority.
And I guess the community day is sort of a fun extension of that, where you bring not only the people but businesses together, too.
Exactly. I just had a call yesterday, as a matter of fact, adding another group. LifeShare is going to come and do a blood drive. And if you come and donate, you get a $10 Speedway gift card. We have a 1958 restored ice cream truck that comes in from Brecksville, and they give away free ice cream all day. And if you want to make a donation to them, then that money goes to the Foundation Fighting Blindness, which was started by the Guns, who used to own the Cavalier. So we extend beyond just Elyria, but we also offer the citizens something and make them more aware of things.
Now, you're, of course, doing this in the parking lot of UH, so you got representatives from them as well as other types of service organizations in the area.
Yes, UH will be there. The United Way is coming, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Lakata, the American Legion, Pretty Bird Designs, which is a woman who actually is in our Block Watch, who is just an amazing artist, and she makes greeting cards, and she's actually doing Christmas in July at her booth, so that'll be kind of interesting. Then we have Black River Archery, which is a new business downtown, and they have archery lessons available for youth up to adults, so they're going to talk about that. So there's just a nice cross-section of organizations coming. We have two banks coming. The Elyria City Schools are coming. Elyria Catholic is coming. So it really tries to touch on a little bit of everything going on in town.
And to bring the kids out there, you've got some face painting going on, too.
Yes, we have face painting. We're giving away balloons as long as the supply of those lasts. Well, once again, the ice cream is a big draw for the kids.
And it's another way, I guess, you know, talking about bringing people together, also finding about organizations, and then those services that may be needed by some of these people. A lot of times they have a need, but they're not sure who to go to.
Exactly. That's why we did this. And if you're talking to someone and they maybe cannot necessarily answer what you're looking for or provide, these service organizations know every other organization in the city and in the county. They would be able to refer them to someone.
Sounds great. Well, I know WEL and the Chronicle-Telegram will have a booth out there tomorrow.
Exactly. I'm thrilled that you guys are coming. This is great.
It'll be a lot of fun. 10 to 2 tomorrow. Again, it'll be in the UH parking lot at the corner of Park Avenue and Broad Street in Elyria. Come and see what's going on in Elyria with the Eastern Heights West Block Watch 4th Annual Community Day. Deb, thanks for sharing what you do, and see you tomorrow then.
All right. We'll look forward to it.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.